And let's see, too early for a break. Let's take a call from Mark in Port Orchard. Are you still there, Mark? Thanks for waiting.
I'm calling in regards to my wife. She's having a hard time keeping iron in her body. She's had so many iron infusions. They were like every 6 months, every three, and now it's every 2 weeks for, they did it three times for every 2 weeks. So it's been about 3 weeks off. Now they're telling her ferritin level is really low. She has to come in again. She had a bariatric surgery back in 2012. Before that surgery, she had always had high iron in her body. And now they don't know what to do. They have to keep giving her Benadryl and steroids just so she can make it through the iron infusions, because she went into a epileptic shock, or whatever that's called, at one time. So there's only two ways of taking iron in, and they've done both of them. And they can't, the doctor's stumped on why she has to go through this just to get an iron infusion. And I was wondering if there was an alternative to help her absorb iron in her body.
Well, do they know why? Is she severely anemic? Is that part of the problem? She's had blood loss, or why is her iron so low? Or do we
That's
not know?
what they don't know. No, they're at a loss. She went and had the surgery because she was rheumatoid arthritis and fibromyalgia and severely overweight, and they said that this would help her. So she went through the surgery, and it was no problem. For a whole year, she lost all this weight, and she felt fantastic for a whole year. And then after that, she started suffering from different kind of food allergies. That's how it all began. And so many different foods started making her sick. She couldn't eat, and all of a sudden, she didn't have to worry about trying to gain weight. Now she's limited just a little bit of certain foods that she can eat, and she's always having to see the doctors. We've rushed her to a hospital a few times for we didn't know what was wrong with her. Her legs all were so much pain, got her in an emergency and found out she had no iron, and that's how that all began 2 years ago. And anyway, the doctor's saying he's conferred with other doctors. He's at a loss of why her body won't hold the iron. And so I'm just
Yeah,
trying to find some
that's
way
kind of
out to,
mystifying why that is
yeah, I mean,
happening. And I mean,
yes, I meant that.
normally when the iron is low, you also have to think about other trace elements, and she may be low in a lot of others, but the iron is, showing up as being the most critical at this point.
Right.
And I can hear Dr. Wright in my headphones here. He's probably thinking, this, she has to have some kind of hydrochloric acid or digestive support to help with the iron absorption that she's taking orally. There is one product that I particularly like at the dispensary. It's called Energizing Iron. And the reason I like it is it's got a liver extract that helps the body absorb the iron better and get it into where it's needed, into the bone marrow and throughout the body. I'm not saying don't do the iron infusions, but those are pretty extreme.
Oh, yeah.
If you can do a combination of that energizing iron and maybe a liquid iron. A lot of times the conventional docs will put people on iron sulfate, which is really hard to absorb. And, they're hoping to get maybe 10 or 15% of the iron in the product. But it's that particular form of iron is really hard to absorb and doesn't get through the gut lining very well. And, that's part
Right.
of the problem. And it can be very constipating too.
Right. We've had different kind of iron supplements that we've ordered, and had her try and everything, and nothing seems to help. So energized iron would at least be something to try.
Yeah, I would go with that product and then maybe combine it with a liquid iron for easy absorption. She may need, you know, 100 milligrams a day to really get her levels up.
Well, energizing iron, is that the liquid iron that you're talking about? Or
well, that particular product is a capsule, but the reason I like that is it contains liver extract to promote the iron absorption. But I was thinking, getting her on a
find iron liquid.
Yes, we also have that on hand at the dispensary, but that most health food stores have that also. So whatever's closest for you, but definitely encourage her to do a mineral supplement also along with the iron, and that'll keep her energy up.
Mineral supplement?
Yeah.
What kind of mineral supplement?
Oh, something like I like a product called Biomins 2, or there's a product called Biomins that has iron added to it. So, I think those three products would probably give her the most luck at getting that iron into her body.
Okay. All right. At least we have something. The oncologist is where she goes to for this, and they're at a loss of why they can't get her to absorb her iron. And I'm like, oh, man, I didn't want to hear that the last time we were there. He conferred with the other doctors.
And like I say, the hydrochloric acid can be really critical in the absorption rate, because if she's getting cancer treatment, whether it's chemo or radiation, that tends to shut down the whole digestive tract. And so,
he's an oncologist, but he's the one that they referred us to put the iron in her body.
Oh, I see.
I don't know why, but so this hydrochloric acid that she's probably low on after having this bariatric surgery, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
She'd have to go to see somebody to get that put back in there or whatever, or get that checked. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Mark. Good luck with that.
You.